Hof Gimel 7, Wednesday, 13th of June, Rabbi Elimelech Van Zetta, Maris Ayan, and Parva Meat and Milk.
Very good morning to you. It's a real pleasure to be here. I didn't expect to be back in England so soon, but as we say, men denk, tun Gott lenkt, we think, but God is the one who leads the way, so here I am again. Mazel tov to the couple whose chasen is this week. Zolzayim et brocha mit atzlucha. I want to talk to you today about the sugya of tabasa b'cholov sugya, but what happens if one of them is parv? One of them is actually parv, and this is based on the alocha in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Bei Zayin, Seif Gimel. The Elocha says as follows. Of course, it's talking about basar b'cholov, meat and meal. Einu noyeg el b'boso b'ima tehoiro, b'cholov b'ima tehoiro. Two conditions. One is the meat has to come from a kosher animal, from a b'ima tehoiro, and the cholov, the milk, has to come from a kosher animal as well. When you have the mixture, and both of them come from a kosher animal, then you have a problem of basar b'cholov. But if the meat comes from a kosher animal, but the milk doesn't, comes from a camel, for example, or camel's meat with cow's milk, says the Aloha, mutorim bebishulu be'anoe. It is mutter to cook it and to derive benefit from it. Of course, you can't eat it. But that's not because of basar b'cholov. The reason why you can't eat it is because one of them is treif. There is a machloekes. I'm not going to go into that. The Dogon Mechavo brings it. What happens if the meat comes from a kosher animal, but wasn't geshacht, not alidei shechita? It was a treif or an avela. And now you want to cook it for some reason with milk. If there is a problem or there isn't a problem, look into the sugya. It is a very interesting sugya. But if the animal comes from game or chicken or fowl, even if the milk comes from a kosher animal, it is mutter to cook it and to derive any benefit from it. And the eating is only forbidden midrabbanan. But fish and locust, it is not forbidden even the rabbanan. It is completely mutter. Sfardim are makbid on not eating fish and milk together, and this stems from the Beis Yosef, from the words of the Beis Yosef in Siman Pei Zayin. Even though the Taz and the Shach here say it's really a Kodesh Sefer, it was a typo, it was mistyped in the Beis Yosef. They explain that it is actually mutter, and this is a predominantly Ashkenazi minig. Chassidim, some Chassidim are makbid not to eat fish and milk together. Says the Ramon now, and this is the Toichim of our Shia, V'nagul asis cholov mishkedim, and the oilum is used to making almond milk, umanichim bo basar oif, and they put in it, basar oif, fowl, oil ve'inu rag min rabbonon, since it is only the rabbonon. The Ramon here, he says, oil ve'inu rag min rabbonon, since it is only Aderabonon, the oil is noyik to mixing chicken and parv milk made from almond, as is the case over here. Aval baser behemo yesh laniach etzel acholov shkedim mishum marisayin. Kemo shenisvayr leil siman samach vov leinyan dan. But if the meat comes from a behemo, if the meat comes from a cow, for example, it says over here, Yesh le'aniach, and I'm emphasizing the word yesh. Why? Because the Nosei Kelim also do the same. Israel Niyaf, one should place the almonds around or on top of the meat, Mishum Marisain, in order to circumvent the problem of Marisain, so that there should be no Marisain involved over here. So the words of the Ramah here are very startling. It says, if the meat comes from a chicken, for example, you don't need to worry about Marisain. Why? Because it's only a Derabonan. So according to the words of the Ramah over here, the simple reading of the words of the Ramah tell us that there is no problem of Marisain when the issue involved is an Isur Derabonan. It says over here, since it is only a Derabonan, so there is no problem. Cook it in almond milk, no problem. But if it comes from a behemoth, one should add on the shkedim, so that there should be no problem of Marisain. It says, as is the case in Ilchus Dom, regarding fish blood. But fish blood is... What is the Iser? Is there an Iser related to fish blood? Is it Mutter? Is it Osir? We know there is an Iser in Ilchus Dam. Dam, Nefesh. Someone who drinks Dam Nefesh is Chayev. Kares. Nothing less than Kares. It is a very serious matter. The says Shulchan Aruch in Siman Samach Vov, Siftes says, Dam Dogim Afal Pisho Mutter. It is Mutter. Dam Dogim is Mutter. Im Kibzu Bekli, also Mishum Marisain. If the person is drinking the Dam Dogim, is drinking the fish blood from a Kli, from a cup or a glass, for example, it is also. It is forbidden. Why Mishum Marisain? Lefichach, therefore, if it is apparent to the onlooker that what you're drinking is dam dogim, if the scales are floating in the glass on the blood, then you have no problem at all, because you have no problem with it. The people are going to look at you, they're going to see the scales floating, and they're going to say, oh, it's just drinking fish blood. It's not a cow's blood, it's fish blood. So it's circumventing the problem of Marisain. But that's quite, you know, it is a steerer to what we're reading here, because fish blood is mutter, completely mutter. There's no whisper involved at all. But Chazal said, if you're drinking from a cup, there is a problem of Marisain. I can't understand it. What do you mean there is a problem of Marisain if you're drinking from a... It is mutter. There is no iser associated with drinking fish blood. If one cuts a fish and wants to suckle on the fish and drink the blood, maybe he needs to see a shrink. But apart from that, he's not violating any iser at all. But Chazal say, and the Halacha brings us, if you're drinking from a cup, there is a problem, Marisain, put the scales in, and you're fine. Moshe Kalim explained...
It's even less than chicken, then.
Exactly. No Isser whatsoever. So it is a lesser degree, a lesser Isser than the chicken. But the chicken over here, the Ramah says, you have no problem, Marisain, because it's only a Derabonan. But the dagim, what's the Isser associated with it? There is no Isser associated. But the Chazal were choishes. But there is a very, very interesting explanation that Moshe Kalim bring over here. They say Chazal were more machmir regarding dam, regarding fish blood, even though there is no intrinsic Isser, because if one were to err, to make a mistake in dam, he would be violating an Isser kares. If one has b'shalom, what you think, drinking blood is mutter, and drank the blood of a cow, he would be violating an Isser Kares. Whereas over here, over here, if the person were to mistakenly eat chicken and real milk together, he would only be violating an Isser Darabon. So that's why Chazal were more machmir in dam, in blood, than they were over here. That's the beauty of an Isser Darabonim. An Isser Darabonim, it is quite interesting when you talk to someone and the person says, that's only a Darabonim. It's only a Darabonim. What do you mean it's only a Darabonim? It's Farkat. A Darabonim has in it a Deoraisa and a Darabonim. The Deoraisa is Lishmoy Dibre Chachomim, as you heed to the words of the sages. And the words of the sages are so powerful that they are able to be metaken a gezeira when it applies, and to tell you, in this circumstance, you don't need to do that. For example, when one has a sofek, did I say a brocha, did I not say a brocha? So Chazal tell you what to do. Even though the Gemara says in Brochas that min hei amud aleph, a oichel anene minoilom azeh velo brocha, it's goizel. Someone who derives benefit from this world without saying a brocha is stealing from the Almighty. That's the power of the very Chazal. So here they say quite clearly, the Ramos says quite clearly here that if we're talking about chicken, there is no problem or a sign. If we're talking about meat, there is a problem or a sign, and one should put almonds around the meat in order to bypass the problem. Okay? But the Nesi Kelim... Sorry? No. As long as you demonstrate that the milk you're using is parved, for example, by placing almonds on top of the meat, then you have no problem. Now, the Nesi Kelim say the following over here. The Taz says the following. He's commenting on the words, is on the comparison the Rama is establishing here between our situation and fish blood. And he brings the source, he says, Bedarche Moshe v'teres chates, klal sanoch beis, kosov, shirashal, dashloim eludia, the Rashal, he's very machmir against it. He says, you can't do it. B'shum panim v'ifen, you shouldn't do it. He says, Rashal lamad midam dogim le'zor, le'chol basar oif, becholov, shir shkeidim. So according to the Rashal, to Rav Shalom Eludia, it is osur, you shouldn't do it. Eleim ken, inifu, mishkeidim etzli, b'shum marisayim. But the Rashal says, no. Even if the meat comes from a chicken, you have to be machmir, and you have to place the almonds around it or on top of it. Why? To bypass the problem of Mari sign. V'dachat v'rav she'in rayo midom shumatzinu bo isur koviz. And he says, you can't compare one to the other. Why? Because dav is associated with Isser Koriz. Ma she'inken b'boso oif b'cholov shu'u d'rabonin. And that's not the case in chicken meat and almond milk, because it's a d'rabon. V'afilu b'be'imo eino osur ela derech bishul dafka. And also the meat comes from a cow. The only Isser Deraisa here is if you're cooking both of them together. If you're not cooking them together, the Isser is an Isser Derabonin. So then again, let's say for example, I want to spread, and this is a very common and current issue, and raised the Shiloh of Marisai. Let's say for example, I want to eat cold cut sandwich with margarine. Margarine. Does it look like butter? Does it look like butter?
Yes.
Should the onlooker, if I place it on the saucer, put it on the table, no boxes, no nothing, just margarine on a saucer on the table, can I tell the difference if I'm looking?
No.
I'm not a mumche. It's not my field of specialty. I'm not a butter maker. I can't tell the difference. So I see someone, you know, grabbing cold cuts. If I look at the person, I say, Erlich Chayiv, Ira Shemaim, I'm sure one of them is Paro. But normally, so there is a problem. The Poiskim, contemporary Poiskim, they discussed the issue of whether or not one can do that. If there is a problem, Marisain involved at all. And Marisain, we know, Marisain applies even the Chadrei Chadorim. Even in the innermost private or innermost privacy of your own home, even if you're by yourself, Marisain applies. I'll give you one example. The Halacha says a Ben Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz has to keep 2 days of Yom Tov. For Ashkenazim, for Sfardim, the Halacha is different, but for Ashkenazim, that's the way the Halacha is. And the Halacha says, and it's also the Halacha, afilu bechader chadorim. And even if the person goes to the bathroom, we assume the person goes alone to the bathroom under normal circumstances. He can't cut the toilet paper. Why? Because there would be a melacha. So he can't. Well, because he needs to behave, even though it's not Yom Tov for him, but he needs to behave in a Yom Tov Dikka fashion. When he goes out, he should be wearing Yom Tov Dik clothes. So that's the Marishan, he's in the Chadar Chadorim. So even if I'm completely by myself, having breakfast, and the margarine is there, and it's parv, and I want to have it with cold cuts, there is a Shiloh Marisain. Now there is a difference. And the contemporary Poiskim say that there is a difference between Milsa de Shchicho and Milsa de Eino Shchicho. Something that is common, widely known to the public, and something that is uncommon. Margarine nowadays is very common. Very common. But almond milk, for example, I don't know how common it is.
Soy milk.
Soy milk, exactly. Now we have soy milk, we have soy cheese, tofu, soy meat. So let's say, for example, you want to have a cheeseburger. Real meat and soy cheese. Or the other way around. One of them is parv. I'm not violating any Isser whatsoever. But maybe there is a problem of Marisain involved in it. And indeed, there is a problem of Marisain. There is a problem of Marisain. So unless I have a hacker, unless I have a way of showing to the onlooker that one of the two is not real, one of the two is really parv, I would be probably violating the Easter of Marisain. Le'alocha, we should know, le'alocha, we're passing like the Shach. The Shach says, let me give you from not within, I'm not going to read all the words of here, but the Taz le'alocha, the Taz, the Turizav, the Taz le'alocha, the Taz says, over here, now, this is quite interesting. It says, מכל מקום נראה שיש להניח לכתחילה שקדים, גם אצל בשר עוף. The Taz says, לכתחילה, one should place שקדים, even when he's eating chicken meat, אלא במקום שאין לו שקדים, says the Taz, if he doesn't have any almonds, he doesn't have a way to circumvent the problem. אין לאסור בשביל זה האכילו, דכל מי דאפשר לן לתקוני מתקנינן. ותו דלא יגרה מיכולו וישו דבסנוך שחש למערי סיין, אבל באים אין לו ישקדים, אין לאסור האכילו בשביל זה. So the Taz, commenting on the words of the Ramah, he says, if you have the almonds, place them. If you don't, eat gesundheit. Even the basar behemo. According to the Taz, even the basar behemo, even if the meat comes, it's a cow meat. Why? Because he reads from the words of the Ramah, yesh le'aniach, yesh le'aniach. It doesn't say chayav le'aniach. It doesn't say one is obligated to do it. It says yesh le'aniach. Yesh le'aniach. So the reading of the Taz is whenever it is possible, you do it. If you can't do it for some reason, you haven't got the almonds, so what can you do? The achila wouldn't be osur because of that. The shach is slightly more machmir. And in your idea, the klal in your idea is that the aloha follows the opinion of the shach. Whenever there is a dispute, we go according to the words of the shach. And the shach says over here. The shach says one should be machmir and one should place shkedim by oif, by behema, by both of them. But at the end he gives a kula, he says, but then again, if you haven't got it, but you should try and try and try and try and make sure. There is a shaila over here. What exactly is the Ramah talking about? Is the Ramah talking about cooking or eating? Because if the Ramah is talking about cooking, even during the cooking process, the shkedim should be there. Because cooking is also forbidden. Not only eating is forbidden, cooking is also forbidden. So if we are talking about cooking, then even during the cooking process, the shkedim should be on top of the pot, or by the pot. Now, if we have soy milk, for example, a way to circumvent the problem is by bringing, if I bring the box on, or the carton onto the table, then I'm showing to the onlooker that this is really made with this kind of milk and not with another kind of milk. So by showing the wrapper, the carton, to the others, I have no problem with my sign whatsoever. Now there is a dion in aloha. What does one do besudas gedoilis in a banquet, for example, in a wedding, festive meal, when you have hundreds of guests. And let's say, for example, the family is part, you know, Russian Ashkenazi, and they want to have stroganoff. Beef stroganoff. Does everyone know what stroganoff is? Stroganoff is meat and milk par excellence. It is meat slowly cooked in milk for hours and hours, and then it acquires a texture, and the Russians go crazy about it. Let's say, for example, the family comes from a Russian Ashkenazi extraction, and they want to serve beef stroganoff. Where are from? So they're going to use parv soy milk or coconut milk. But it's a pseudo gedoyle. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's not classy that you should, you know, put the carton on top of every table. You know, can you imagine? This sefer, the Madaneh Shulchan, which is a very good sefer in Ilchus Basar B'cholov, Tahuviz Melicho, he brings from the Brit Chodesh Le'alocha Le'maise. He says if it is written in the menu, because normally when you go to a chasana, there is a manual on every table, in which you say we're going to be serving fish and this, that, and the other. And if you say, for example, beef stroganoff and soy milk, made with soy milk, you would be circumventing the problem. Oh, no one is going to read it? It's not your problem?
What about the Hechsher itself? The fact that it's under a medical supervision would indicate straight away that it wouldn't have been cooked in.
Oh, it's a very good question. We were asked in Chile. Chile is one of the biggest salmon exporters in the world. It exports salmon like Norway here, or Chile in South America, or in the southern hemisphere. So they wanted to produce in Chile imitation cani. Do you know what cani is? It's crab meat. You can make it from salmon, or imitation shrimp. I don't know why a frumiet would have a tiger to eat shrimp, let alone a fake one. But that we were asked if we were willing to produce it. And I brought the question, the chief rabbi there, Rabbi Shaked, is the one who gives the most hechsherim. And he said he wasn't willing to do it. There are many other Amish hechsherim, Hasidic hechsherim from America, who don't see a problem. He didn't want to do it. He said, I'm not going to do it. Why? If the Oibrusher said, I'm not going to find a way to replicate something that was Osir Milakat Chile, maybe now it's going to be mutter, it's going to be kosher. He says, I'm not arguing that it is now going to be kosher, but I don't want to do it. So, but Bianchi has a point. If there is a Hechsher, everyone knows it is under rabbinical supervision, it must be kosher. There shouldn't be a problem, it must be kosher. So that would also be a way of solving the problem. But then again, Marisayim, Poskim say, many Poskim hold, Ein Marisayim bifnei ha'aretz. Quite a bold statement. There is no Marisayim in the presence of an unlearned person. Why? Because he doesn't know Aleph from Beis, he doesn't know the Aloha, so he can't discern what are you doing. So, what the Poskim is saying is that Marisayim really happens when you are in the presence of an Ishkover, of someone who knows Aloha, someone who knows Torah, and might have a doubt about what you're doing and what you're behaving like. So, according to this, if they see a frum Jew wearing a hat and a frock and eating something that looks like a cheeseburger, so they should say, I'm completely sure one of them is part. Look at him. Has a tzuda. It looks like a frum Jew. But the question say, Marisayim happens exactly when you are in the presence of someone who knows a lot of. So, in that regard, I would say that even if you have a hechsher, writing that this is really made with tarv meal would solve the problem. Rav Osher Weiss, you know Rav Osher Weiss? He was in Chile a month and a half ago. And he gave a talk on this subject, and I was very pleased that what he said, or what I normally say, is in line with what he says. He's an Adam Godel B'Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. And I know I have to finish in a couple of minutes. I want to bring the sheet of Rav Moshe Feinstein's Shita. He brings it in Orach Chaim Chelek Beis to the Mem. He was asked if it is mutter to hold a minion, a kosher minion, in a conservative temple. I avoid the word synagogue shul on purpose. He was asked if it was mutter, if it would be mutter to hold a frum minion in a conservative temple in a separate room that had nothing to do with the other one. So Rav Moshe says it would be completely osur. Completely osur. Even going there when they are praying would be completely osur. And the main reason, Rav Moshe brings two reasons. One of them is Chashad, and the other one is Marisayim. Chashad is people might suspect that you're doing something you shouldn't be doing. And Marisayim, Rav Moshe has a chiddush. He defines Marisayim. If we look at what the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, and what the other poskim say, they make no distinction between chashda, suspicion, and Marisayim. According to all the poskim, there is no difference between one and the other. Chashda and Marisayim are interchangeable terms. Chashad, suspicion, or Marisayim, the impression you might give, are exactly the same. According to Rav Moshe Feinstein, it is not the same. Rav Moshe says, chashda or chashad is the suspicion you might cause by your behavior. And Rav Moshe says that Marisayim is what others may learn from your behavior by misinterpreting what you're doing. So Rav Moshe brings this distinction. We are not going to find such a distinction in other contemporary poskim, or in other poskim for that matter. It is Rav Moshe's chiddush. Not everyone agrees with him. I think it is a very powerful definition. And he brings up pasuk, v'isim nekiim mi Hashem u mi Yisrael, mi Hashem, and you shall be clean in the eyes of Hashem and in the eyes of your fellow Jews. There should be no suspicion about your behavior, about what you are doing. So in that regard, and of course within the framework and the boundaries of Halacha, even though the Ramah says, and the poshut reading of the Ramah is, Baser oif, chicken, is the Rabbanon, there should be no problem. We, lemaise lehalacha, we are choishish for Marisayim, even when the Isra is only in Isra derabbanan. Alachas kama v'kama, we are choishish if the Isra is in Isra deraisa. So, to the best of our capabilities, if there is anything we can do in order to be metaken the possibility of Marisayim in this specific situation, we should do it. Be it putting the carton on the table, writing that the suit is really made with parv milk or meat. If you go to a restaurant and you're eating a cheeseburger in which one of them is parv, taking it out might be problematic, unless in the wrapping the name of the place where you bought it from is written. I think that would be a greater problem than Marisayim. But that's it. Rabbi, I hope I was clear. It is always a pleasure being here, and Baruch Hashem, we shall meet again in Besimchus.